Blog Talk Radio.
When you get a chance, look at the audio board.
Okay.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens from around the world and in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. If you want a full reading, I suggest that you go there, or maybe just to subscribe and maybe donate. We appreciate that. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity. You're always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. For more information or to schedule a private reading, please go to the website. Monday through Friday, 11 to 7 p.m. Let's see. And if no one has told you they love you today, my God, I got the hiccups. Well, me and Miss Nina do. By the way, let me Miss Nina know if you have an event or an announcement or birthday or whatever coming up. Shoot us a message on the website. It's the front page or on our Facebook page. The Essence of Success Network. Send us a message there. Nina and I will get it. And let's see, no birthdays. I'll do a prayer later, so I'm going to turn it over to Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. I welcome you. I hope you're having a great week. I know I am. I just have one very special announcement. I would like to welcome to this world my great niece, Hope Gracie. She was born today at 3:30 this afternoon, weighing 7 pounds 5. Congratulations.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to meeting her.
Congratulations from me, too. God bless her. What a beautiful. Oh, that's so nice. Just born, too, 3:30. Yeah. Oh, is this her first child?
No, this is her second. She has a 5-year-old little boy. His name is Skyler, and yeah.
Now she's got her girl.
Yes, I'm just so excited. No, Skyler's only 4. Pardon me, but yeah, now she has a little girl too. So yeah, welcome to the world, Hope Gracie. I hope you have a wonderful life.
Amen. Amen. I agree totally. Oh, that's so beautiful. Well, congratulations from the staff of the Essence of Success to you, young lady. Yes, indeed. Well, any birthdays? Or I did all mine yesterday, so you have any birthdays or anything?
I have, nope. Oh, yes, I do. Jim's my friend. His name, we call him Little Jim because he's smaller than my Jim. But anyways, Little Jim turns 64 on Wednesday. Happy birthday, LJ. I hope you have a great birthday.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Love it, love it, love it. Okay, if there's no other announcements, I'll do the prayer and then we'll get started. Welcome 862 and 626. to the show tonight. Glad to have you. The lines are open. Be sure and push 1, you know, so you can get into the queue. So come on in. Tell your family and friends we're on the air now. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power in the universe. It's something I always, you know, do this prayer and say the world is blessed with peace and harmony, and there's so much going on right now in France, Belgium, and one other city that they're protesting. But the governor here, I don't know whether to say the mayor of France or maybe it's the president of France. Oh, okay.
It's the president.
Today, Nina, he did it. He gave them the wages. He's going to raise their wages, minimum wages. So, and it was something else. It was two things. So I don't know whether to say he gave in. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was the gas prices. He put a 25 cent a liter tax on gas, which is an extra dollar a gallon. So, yeah, that's what else they were protesting.
Oh, okay. That's what it is about the gas. But wasn't France looking for wages to improve too, or no?
Yes, it was both.
Okay, I thought it was two things. Well, yeah, I just, peace and harmony in the world, and I'm thinking, well, a lot of protests going on because people are unhappy. So hopefully it will, well, it did today. Like I said, today I saw that he changed, so he did give them that. I don't know about Belgium and who else. Okay, next prayer, financial prayer, make it happen here and now. In this timeline, this density, dimension, and multiverse, something great is about to happen for all of us. The vibrations and energies of our souls, our pineal glands, and our higher self give us financial abundance in all ways. Give us what we ask for. Manifest a sign within 24 hours. Cause and effect. We deserve all of this and more. Energies, vibrations, timelines, dimensions, and multiverses are opening everywhere right now. Thank you, so be it, our will be done. And that's it for the prayer. And it's working.
Yes, it is.
Okay, any other I'm sorry?
I said yes, it is.
Oh. Any other announcements, Nina, before we start?
No, that's it for announcements for me. I'll have lots next week because, of course, we're off the air after that for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, I'll have lots next week.
Oh, yes, and thank you for reminding me. We will be off the air from, December 23rd, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, December 23rd, and we'll be back on January 6th, the first Sunday in January. So the staff is taking a 2-week vacation during this time. So actually next Sunday and Monday will be our last two shows for December. So you might want to jot that on the calendar, folks that are listening in and as well as folks that are on the phone. We will be gone from the 23rd and we'll return January 6th. That's what I want to say. Oh, and the full moon is on the 22nd. Yeah, just for notation. For you to know, yeah, because we already went through the new moon and we're through Mercury retrograde, so glory, glory, hallelujah. Things are turning around for the better.
Yes,
all right.
They are.
Well, amen. 862, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tabitha.
Tabitha?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure I heard you correctly. Tabitha. Well, welcome to the show, Tabitha. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. My birthday was yesterday, actually.
Well, happy birthday, Miss Sagittarius.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday. I hope you had a good one, honey.
I slept a lot. I was so tired.
Okay. Well, what can we answer for you today, Miss Birthday Girl?
I'm asking about relationships. If you saw a new relationship coming in.
Why, did you just recently kick somebody to the curb?
I was talking to someone, and yes, I did. They were so, yeah, I kicked them to the curb.
Okay.
But it wasn't nothing. Aries was like the dating, you know.
Okay, okay. So you want to know what, okay, Tabitha, who's coming up in your life and relationship? Let's see. I see a long-distance relationship. Have you been talking to anyone through one of the dating sites?
No, but it is two guys. One lives in Atlanta, and the other one is in Florida, but I don't take them serious.
Okay, well, I do see a long-distance relationship. I don't know if it's them or someone new. But I am getting it's a long-distance relationship. Now, how long it's going to be long-distance depends on you two. But I see a beginning, but long-distance. What does a guy look like? I don't know. They're not showing me. But it is a relationship that will, what I am getting, it will begin toward the end of December. So that means between now and the end of December, you're going to meet this guy. But as far as like, okay, you know, you're dating pretty good. You know, it'll be the end of the month that you two will, you
okay.
know, kind of kick it off. Yeah.
Can I say his name? Because I think it might be this person.
Okay, what's his first name?
It's Damon.
Demon, D-E-M-O-N-D?
Yes, like demon with a D.
No.
Yeah.
I got that. Yeah. Demon, I just wanted to make sure I was spelling it correctly. Okay.
No, I was just looking at the demon part.
Let's see. I see him running from you. I see his back and his butt and his legs, but he's running from you. It's almost like he saw you, or I don't know, maybe talked to you on the phone, but he saw you, and he did a 180-degree turn, and now he's walking away from you. It's like, that's not what I want. So I don't know, but that's what I get, that this guy's running away, opposite direction from you. So I don't know what you two have talked about or discussed, but I think in his mind it's a done deal. He's not going to be bothering you anymore. Might be your Florida guy,
okay.
too. Is this one in Florida?
Yeah, that's the one that I
Okay.
Just, yeah.
Thank you for the validation. Okay, yeah, well, we can drop him because he's running away from you. What's the name of the other guy?
Jesse?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is he in advertising or something? I see him like an extrovert, like he's out there in the world.
Yeah, he does a lot of things.
Okay.
Different
you two just need to communicate more. I'm not picking up yay or nay on him, but I am hearing communication. So maybe you need to just communicate more that you two have understanding of each other and see where it goes. But the communication is your barrier right now, so you got to talk more, you two. Talk about stuff. Miss Nina, what are you picking up?
I'm not picking up much of anything. What I'm picking, yeah. I don't know what the heck's going on, but yeah, the angels are kind of giving me mixed messages here. One thing they are saying is you need to get up off the couch.
Oh, my gosh. I spend a lot of time and do that. I do that.
Now I understand why they're telling me that. But, yeah, you need to get up off the couch. And once you start getting up off the couch, maybe things will change. But until you start moving around and getting up off the couch, you really need to do this. They are really emphatic about this. Get up off the couch and you will meet somebody else. You need to get out more. So what they are saying is you need to get out more, and then you will meet somebody that is worthy of you.
Okay. Where would I be going? Because I don't know where to go.
When you started talking, the first thing I saw was a pond. Now, I don't know why I saw a pond, but I saw a pond. Is there some small body of water close to where you live?
Like in a park, but it's kind of, it's freezing.
Yeah, I know it's freezing, but when it warms up a little bit, go for a walk, because there's something about that particular area that they are telling me about, and you need to be there. So maybe you're going to meet this person there.
Okay.
Gosh, you're out walking and you see him. Yep. That always happens when you go through a park, you see people. Yeah. Well, there you go, woman.
But thank you. I know I need to start getting out. I'm just like, I don't know where to go, because I really don't like bars. Like I try, but you know, it's just not for you. So it's just like,
well, girl, there's a lot of places. You don't have to go to bars. You can go to a movie. You can go to Starbucks, Nina suggested, go to a park, huh?
Well, I went to the movies, I went to see that movie with that actor, Michael B. Jordan. And I went by myself, but I ended up getting emotional because I went by myself. And I'm such a couples kind of girl. So I'm like, I'm seeing everybody else, like, with their couples. And I'm just alone. And I'm like, I was focusing on, you know, the fact that I was there alone. It didn't feel good for me. But, I mean, I enjoyed myself. But I'm like a person that likes to interact with another person. So I did that.
I understand that, and the angels understand that, but let's face it, Mr. Wright is not going to come and knock on your door while you're sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
So get out, even if it means you're going shopping. Like grocery shopping, shopping. It's Christmas time. You need to go shopping. So go. Sit down and have a coffee. Sit down somewhere. If you're in a mall, sit down and have a coffee. Or sit down at Starbucks and have a coffee. Up here, it's Timmy's. But, yeah, sit down and have a coffee and start up a conversation with that cute guy sitting at the next table.
Hey.
Thank you. And you know what's so crazy? I know my angels are with me, because I don't know. I just feel like it's this one guy that I was like head over heels for. And I don't know, like lately I've been seeing him in public, and it's just been like some weird stuff. Like it seems like my angels always try to expose who he is. Like one time last week he was supposed to come over my house. And when he came, right before he was supposed to come over my house, the blind fell down. Like, no. Like, and then I seen him today, but he was with a girl. And I saw him, and then he called me, but he accidentally video called me. And I saw everything, and I heard everything he was talking about. And I'm like, okay, I'm seeing my angels is really here, so I just got to listen to them. But when it comes to, like, this date, like, I don't know, finding the right one, it's just like, I mean, not even the right one, but just somebody that's compatible, like, with me, it's just like,
And he will come as long as your mind is opened and willing to accept. Because you know there's no perfect man out there.
Yeah.
So your mind's got to be allowing and willing to be with the person. Because any man you be with is not going to be perfect. Everybody has problems. But your angels were trying to warn you. You listen to them.
Really?
When things start acting kind of creepy or scary or, like, weird, your angels are trying to protect you from something. Stop what you're doing.
I was just about to say that. Do you think they're trying to protect me? Because he's been trying to push up. But this guy, I believe he's in a relationship, but was trying to hide it from me. But do you think they're trying to protect me? Like, it's just like, it's almost like, it's weird. And I'm thinking, like, I don't know, I don't want to say nothing negative, but I feel like it's on, like, a higher level of.
They already showed you, so drop him. Just drop the guy.
No, he's dropped.
The angels are already showing you little
dropped.
Things, little red flags, things that happen. They're already showing you. That's why they're protecting you. Like, you see it, we see it. Do you see it? Now back away.
Yeah, they real adamant about this one, mate.
Okay, well, he ain't for you. Whoever he is, he's not for you. Okay.
All right, sweetie pie. You have a great rest of the week. And let me know about that guy at Starbucks, okay?
Okay, I'll go back again. I was just there. It wasn't too many people there, but I'll go back.
All right. Well, Tabitha, thanks for calling. Yeah.
All right.
Have a wonderful weekend, lady. That girl's funny. All right, next caller, area code. Ooh, sorry, thought I had clicked it. Area code 626, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Yes. Hi, Linus. This is Jenny. And hi, Miss Nina.
Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm over here in Los Angeles. Weather's going to be really nice tomorrow.
Awesome.
All right.
My question
is dissipating.
I'm 75 years old. I've been a realtor for 40 years. Thank God. God has sent me a lot of work, and I've done well. But it's gotten really, really slow this year. And I know the prices are high, but it's a little bit, offsetting. Will next year be better for me? I don't want to retire.
Okay. Well, you know, right now it's a seller's market. I'm sure you probably already know that.
Yes.
But the prices
are so high right now. I mean, in L.A. and surrounding areas, I mean, a decent home, you have to start like $400,000 or $500,000. That's a lot for first-time buyers today.
Boy, I wish I was selling down in that market. I'm up in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, and it is a buyer's market up here. And we are having one hell of a time selling our house.
I'll be darned.
Just saying, we got an offer today that was $29,000 below asking. Like, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, over here, it's expensive everywhere. Even going further east into San Bernardino County, Riverside County, people are going further and further east, and those prices are going up. So I don't know. I hope it's not the universe telling me to retire, because I'm not ready to retire.
Jenny, you should retire. Things picking up for you. I think the 12th of January is what I'm picking up. Things are going to start improving for you.
Well, terrific. That's as long as I know it, the possibility. You know, it gives me hope. And congratulations on your niece. So that was a beautiful name they gave her, Hope.
Yes, it is a beautiful name. That's my great niece. So, yeah, it was my
niece. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So yeah, I'm truly blessed, and I'm so looking forward to meeting this new little one.
In the meantime, I have loaned out so much money to family and friends. That's what's making me really tight right now. Will they pay me back, or some of them, I hope?
You stopped lending your money out.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that, but only thing I'm going to tell you, stop lending your money out.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore.
Well, that's what I'm seeing is that you're trying to maintain your life, and you're going to come up short because some of those people are not going to pay you back. Maybe two of them will, but the other three, I don't think so. I'm going to tell you what I did see, Jenny. In March, you're going to have a big sale. And I don't know if it's a mansion or what, but it's big in March. So stick to your real estate. You're not going anywhere. But March is going to be a big sale, and it's going to surprise you because you didn't think this property would go that high. But it did, and it sold for that amount. So just to let you know.
Well, that's good news. I'm low maintenance, so even several deals will hold me for the whole year. So that's really good news.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, my dears. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
You're
and have a wonderful week.
Yeah, yes, Merry Christmas. Okay, bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And we actually have some lines open, so call in, or either you can go into the chat room, either way. Okay. Area code 561, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Chad. I live in Florida. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. What did you say your name was? I'm sorry.
Chad. Luke.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Chad. We're glad to have you. What question can we answer for you today?
I was wondering, like, career-wise, am I, in the right place? Am I doing the right thing? Is this where I'm going to be, or I had got another open door where I saw another place near to where I'm working, and I've been thinking about planning towards taking that step into the same field but different, like barbering.
Oh, so you're a barber?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, don't say it so down. Barbers are needed. Everybody needs a haircut, women and men. So what you're saying, you're thinking of moving to Florida and opening up a shop down there?
I live in Florida.
Oh, okay.
And I'm working in Florida right now. Everything is going pretty okay. It's just the fact I don't have a car or like, mobiles to get around. And I'm making okay money, but I could, like, I got an offer, like I said, I found out a different building where I could rent out a spot with another coworker of mine, and I was thinking, like, maybe that would be, like, good if I put my energy towards that instead of staying where I am.
I feel like you're going to do real good in your own place with a partner, yeah. I even see a third barber coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see you doing good in your own, that you want to do open your own spot. Yes, you'll do good, and your partner will too. I mean, the co-worker that wants to come along, but there's a third person, and this guy will invest. Not only will he work, but he'll invest some thousands into the business. You'll be an investor as well as a barber. Yep. So that's the third guy. I would say make that move maybe around the 1st of January, after the 1st of the year.
Yep.
And okay, good. Because I was going to say
I was thinking
the building
planning to make the move in January, as in for talking to the people, getting the building number, everything. And then from there, saving towards February and getting in there, setting up the plays, having a promotion team, everything, and making it happen by February. That's what I was thinking.
Sounds good to me. What about you, Miss Nina? You're on a good path.
As soon as you started talking, I saw you with your own place, with one or two partners. Just be a little bit careful with that third guy coming in. There's something about him that I'm not quite sure of. But, yeah, check him out really thoroughly before you two bring him in. But, yeah, I see it all a go. He's going to do wonderful.
Yeah, yes, he's going to do good. So remember that, Chad, the third person, when he approaches, you just check him out real good. Because like I said, he's looking to invest. Now, he might say, well, I own 51% and you own 50, you know, that type of thing. So I'm sure Nina is right. Check him out thoroughly before you let him come in, because you don't want anybody coming in thinking they're going to take over your business when you're the owner. You want to have the 75% share, you know.
Yeah,
but it looks good. I'm sorry.
Up.
Go ahead, Nina.
Cheer up, Chad. Everything looks great. Have a Merry Christmas, okay, bud?
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm going to Cali soon, so I definitely hope everything works out to the best. I was just going to ask about that, but thanks.
You can call back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, call back in and we'll do a second question for you. Sure. Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Before we go on to our next caller, I have a question from the chat room, okay?
Okay. Chad, thank you for calling. Call back in with your second question. All right. Okay, go ahead, Nina.
Well, I have a really good friend of mine. Her name is Deborah. And I've known Deborah for a long, long time, but I'm going to put this question to you because I'm too close to her and maybe I'm not picking up right. But anyway, she is working for a company in British Columbia. And this company has really done a number on her, is how I'm going to put it. Anyway, she is wondering if we see her getting some time, like some hours in between now and December 29th, and if not that, if we see her finding a new job.
Yeah, the new job. I saw her coming to Alberta, where you are. I did. I seen her leaving British Columbia and headed east. Alberta, Edmonds, Ontario, whatever east, yes.
How about Saskatchewan? She's originally from BC, but her and her hubby are from Saskatchewan. So, yeah, I would love for them to come to Alberta.
I see Alberta. I really do. That's very prominent in front of my face right now. So I see Alberta. But, yeah, definitely. She's out of there. I think by January 1st, she's gone. She'll stay there and complete the rest of the month, but that's about it, and she'll be gone. In fact, it looks like they start looking here around the third week of December next week to find out what's available there for the time being, like an apartment or something. But, yeah, she's out of there. She'll be going east, so I think they'll be traveling during the holidays, or right after the holidays they'll be traveling, going to a new place.
All right, Deborah, I hope you pick
this
up. And I also would like to thank Deborah, Heather, and Sheeha for joining me in the chat room. I have a very busy chat room tonight. I have a couple of new people. So, yeah.
Wow, well, welcome, Deborah, Heather, and Sheeha. Oh, it's very nice of y'all. Thank you. Me and Nina appreciate that. All right. Any other questions? What else did you say? Okay, I said that she'll be moving. Yeah. And I see her on the road. I mean, it's like, wow. It's like the 29th. It's like, we're done. I'm out. That's just how. There's no if, ands, or but. She's out of there. And I don't blame her, because that place that she's working at is very toxic. It's like cancer toxic, like an aggressive form of cancer. So, yeah, she definitely wants to get out of there. That'll ruin her health if it hasn't bothered her yet.
It has been bothering her, and that's what I think, too. She really needs to get out of there, find herself a new job, and if it's Alberta, awesome. If not, well, Deborah, just if you don't want to, like I tell everybody, you can change what we tell you to by just going on a different path. So if you want to stay there in BC, then get those damn resumes out there, girlfriend, and find yourself another job.
Yeah. I don't see her staying there. This job was like, what is it saying about the camel's back or something? I can't remember, but this job was icing on the cake for her to move. But the universe is doing that. The universe is trying to get her out of there. So because she didn't just say, you know what, I'm done with you people, give me a layoff, whatever, I'm out. The universe is making it so tough for her that it's like, you will leave. We don't want you here. You will leave. So, yeah, it's good. I see her traveling the end of the month. So tell her just to be careful, because I know the weather, you know, you guys got snow and ice across Canada. So anyway, just be careful in her travels. But, yeah, I see her moving to Alberta and peaceful. Apartment, job and everything, but peaceful. So
there you go, Deborah. And I would sure like to have you closer. So there we go.
There you go. Yep. Okay. Any other questions?
No, that's it for now.
Okay. Area code, come on. Area code 856, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Rosemary. Hi, guys.
I'm sorry, you're who?
Rosemaria.
Oh, Rosemaria. Okay.
How
well, welcome
you?
To the show, Rosemaria.
Thanks.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
I was just having a quick question. I haven't talked to a friend of mine for a while. I left him a couple messages over the weekend, but no response. I was wondering if they're going to communicate, or am I going to see him again, or...
Well, what's his first name, Rosemaria?
Ralph.
I'm going to ask you something, and please don't take this offensively. Have you been drinking?
No.
Okay.
I went to a party. There was alcohol
there.
Okay,
no. No, it's fine.
That's him. That he drinks.
Aha, that's it. Okay, I'm going to butt in before Elena says anything, because my angels are really bothering me, and they are telling me you're better off without them, you're better off without them, you're better off without them, and they keep repeating it. So I'm going to say you're better off without him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I got was a real bad nervous feeling. Really bad nervous feeling. But I'm glad Nina went before me and said, get rid of him. She's right. Because I got a nervous, when my body is nervous in my spirit, that's bad. You don't need to be around him, period. So be glad that he hasn't called you or been back in touch with you. That's not you, Rosemaria. That's not you. You're a much better person than him. And you deserve a lot better than that. So, no, he is not the one, girlfriend. Delete, delete, delete.
It's a long-time friendship, so doesn't bother me drinking and all. It's just we have a lot of stuff going on that we have to take care of.
Okay, well, if it's a long-time friendship, then the nervousness I feel, you know what that's about then, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want me to get involved.
Okay.
Yeah. Not yet.
All right, well... Rosemaria, I'm just going to tell you this. Look for another gentleman or enjoy other gentlemen to make you happy, but Ralph is not the one. If he's a friend, then let it be as a friend, but I would not let it go any further.
Cool.
Okay. Remember, you're a queen. And if you're a queen, don't you deserve the very best in your life?
Yeah.
All right, then. That's all I need to hear. All right, Rosemary.
Cool.
Let us know how things are going. But right now, yeah, just put him in the old 69 or 89, whatever they call that when you throw it in the garbage. I don't know what that is. But I'm not saying throw him in the garbage, but I just mean, you know, no. That's not your relationship. That's not for you. Yeah. Okay?
Right, cool.
And be careful during the holidays, all right?
All right, I will.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
I love you.
You too.
Okay, babe. All right. Next caller, area code 916. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, Linus, it's me, Ray again. Remember the San Francisco guy? Got a new job.
Oh, yes.
Hello? Hi. Yes.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
It's going great. How are you?
Oh, doing good. Just got in from work, and I just saw you guys were on air, and I thought I'd give you guys a call.
And who is this again? Is this Ray?
Yeah, this is Ray. Remember, we got the job in here.
Oh, okay. Hi, Ray. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you at first. Oh, well, how are you doing? We're doing great.
I'm doing good. I'm just exhausted. I just finished up my first week last week and starting a new week at my new job, and, you know, it's going good.
All right. Congratulations, young man. We're so happy
for you. And,
Very good.
For those of you guys that are listening, I had a reading, I believe it was with Lennis as well, and then your other co-host, and you guys had predicted that I would be getting a new job, and I did not think it was going to be happening this quick, and it did. My love life, and I think now, you know, I'm just kind of saying, what do you see me doing in the next 2 to 3 years? Because the way how I see myself is, you know, I want to get my experience here, but my passion is back in Sacramento and doing other things. I just want to see what you guys see in the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, I got 3 years. You'll be heading back, and I don't even think it's going to be 3 years. I'm going to put it like this. The timeline I see is 1.5 to 2 years. You'll be headed back to Sacramento. But for the company you're working for right now. Like I said, they're either going to open a satellite or a branch, something there. And you will be like the director. You won't be the manager. You'll be above the manager. So I would say the director. But it's opening up a satellite branch or the radio, whatever, they're going to have a place there as well. But I see that in about, like I said, 1.5 to 2 years. You know, and it might be shorter than that, Ray. It could just depend on what they've got going on, where they want to expand. And, you know, things can happen faster or slower, but for sure 1.5 years, for sure. What do you see, Miss Nina?
I'm not picking it up quite that fast. But I am going to tell you something, Ray. You are going to be a very happy person. Your whole life is turning around, and it's so positive. Like, I've got goosebumps that your whole life is going to be so positive, and you are going to be so happy. Like, oh, just embrace this.
Really, I think that's my little bit of my reservation right now. It's like I'm thinking, you know, am I making the right decision? But I'm a religious guy. I'm Catholic. And I say, you know, I'm just leaving this up to Jesus, God, you know, whatever he has planned for me, it's going to happen. So I think that's what kind of puts me at ease. Because right now, I'm doing Airbnbs every week. I don't have a place that I'm leasing out, or I don't have a place to rent. I'm just doing Airbnbs every week. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be happy and if this is right I want to do. So that's what prompted this phone call.
Yeah, no, you are going to be happy, and I mean really, really happy. Things are going to start clicking right into place for you at the company you're working for right now and in your personal life. Like, I can't believe how happy you're going to be.
Really? And going back to my last phone call that with you guys, you know, with the love life, like, there's very few people, like girls, that I'm like, wow, that's why I want to be my wife. Like, there's a reporter here in Sacramento. She's astounding. She got a new job and she's going across country. And I'm a huge fan of hers, and I tell her that. I said, you are, there need to be more people like you in this world. And I think that's the type of person that I can see myself marrying. And that's what would make me happy, you know, and having a good job.
Well, my dear, just keep on keeping on what you're doing, and everything is
cool.
Going to fall into place. It is. It's going to fall into place. I see nothing but happiness.
Wow. Okay.
Oh,
cool.
That's so beautiful.
I really appreciate the reading. Yeah, thank you so much, girls, and you guys have a great night.
You too.
And keep in touch with us, okay? And we're happy for you.
I definitely will. Definitely will. I'll keep you guys updated.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Okay. All right. Bye, Ray. Thanks for calling. Okay, next call is area code 646. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. How are you? This is Lisa.
Fine. From
yesterday. I just
Who's
it?
Oh, Lisa.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you an update in regards to court. Remember I told you I was going to court with the landlord today?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah, well... So anyway, I'm not too sure if you remember me. We talked yesterday, and I told you, you know, I asked, let you know that I was going to court because the landlord was bringing me to court for unbest.
Oh,
warranty.
Yes. Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes. It's coming to me now. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. So what happened? What happened? Tell us.
So basically, we have to go back to court on February 2nd. She wanted to get more money, and I told we didn't see the judge. We just spoke to see if we were able to come to terms when I was going to move out. And I explained to them, hey, listen, this place was illegal. She didn't tell me that. And right now I'm going to be asking for 6 more months. And then she says, well, no, she can stay, but she has to pay rent. And I said, no, I'm not paying her rent because I already gave her over $10,000. And I said she was the one that placed the ads on Craigslist. So now we have to go back to court on February 2nd. So I'm going to be reaching out to more lawyers on Friday to see exactly what to do. I'm taking only their advice from the legal point.
Okay, so Lisa, do you have to stay in that building where you're at now? Can you move next month? Or
I could if a great opportunity comes.
Okay.
Why do you
okay,
do you
so,
uh-huh.
Well, I'm just thinking since you, maybe 6 months, you're going to be there, you do have to pay rent for those 6 months, don't you?
Not necessarily, because the laws out here in New York City are very differently, because the thing is this, she's renting illegal rooms and she's not supposed to do that. You have to let the tenant know. So I had to go back and see the same lawyer on Friday. He told me to try to stay for an additional 6 months because they have to allow that. In New York City, you have to allow someone 6 months to find a place. I don't really want to stay that long, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I prefer to move out, but. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see changes in February and March.
Okay.
I don't see you over there, though.
Okay.
I see you in January, but I don't really see you over there. I think once the last judgment comes down, you're out. You're out
mm-hmm.
of there.
Okay.
Yeah? And you're going to get a monetary. I don't know if they told you that, but you're going to get some money out of this.
Okay.
I don't know if the attorney told you that or not, but you are. Because they're showing me not dollar signs, a symbol for money, I'm saying. So that tells me you're going to get some money out of this.
Okay.
So,
she paid me
the
money.
If nothing else, justification. If nothing else, Lisa, justification for you. Yeah.
All right. That's fine. As long as she pays me she paid me a substantial amount of money to leave, I'll leave. Because she can pay me more. Basically, it would have to be $5,000. She can't go less than that because I gave her way over that. So I can't get all the money back. But the lawyer said that I can get at least half of it back.
Okay. Well, I was right. Okay. Thank you for the validation.
So, and then she pretended like she was crying. I couldn't believe it. I didn't do anything to her.
You know, people trying to do drama when they're in court.
yeah.
okay. more than is necessary. You know, they just so the judge will feel on their side, like, oh, she's so troubled, she's crying, and blah, blah, blah. Nah, not in today. This is 2018. That don't work with the judges no more.
Oh, great.
You sit there and snot and cry, and they say, but look here. Look what you've been doing. You should cry.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That type of law justice don't work anymore now.
Okay,
not
me
cry
so
all you want don't mean nothing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'll keep you abreast. I'll let you know what happened in February, but thank you for all of your
yeah,
help.
Yeah, looks good. Like I said, it looks
okay.
good, monetary, and I just believe that by March, not just believe, but what I was told, that you'll be out of there. You'll be in a new
okay.
place.
Ooh. Nice. Sounds excellent.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Well,
thank
keep in
you.
Touch with us, Lisa, and let us know, okay?
I will. Okay. Good night.
Good night. Have a beautiful week. All right. Next caller, and might be the last one. 561, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who is this?
It's Chad again. What's up?
Oh, okay, Chad, the barber. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Brother, yes, going ma'am. Somewhere. Go ahead. Okay, what's your second question?
My second question is going to be regarding a child in California. Like me having this girl I've been talking with from a long time ago said I had a baby by her. And I was planning to go up there and see if it's my baby or not.
Oh, what's her name? Stop, Chad. What's her name? Let me and Miss Nina figure it out for you. What's her name? Just the first name, not the last name.
Nitra.
Nitra? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Nitra? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Don't say nothing else. Let us look and see. What is it, a little boy?
No,
little girl.
Yeah.
A girl? Oh, I don't know why I picked up a boy.
Chad, has there been a DNA test?
That's what I'm hoping to do before January. I was just seeing if it could happen.
Yeah, because the angels are telling me get a DNA test first.
Yeah. Because something just ain't right. You got that right, Miss Nina. Something just ain't right. In fact, I wrote down girl DNA. I wrote that down before you mentioned it to him. But go ahead, Nina. I'm in agreement. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm picking up that something, I don't know. Is the timing right?
Huh? Yeah, the timing is right. Yeah.
Okay.
She had it early, though. She had the baby early.
So she
said. And she lives in California and I live in Florida.
Okay, but so she says she had the baby early, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
When was she supposed to have had this baby, Chad? When was the little girl born?
It was like 10 days early.
No, I mean when? This month? Last month?
November 7th.
Oh, it just happened.
Yeah. The baby's two months. And I've been, like, buying clothes, get, like, food, stuff like that. And she's just been, like, killing me. I don't know if it's my baby or not. I just want a DNA test, honestly. But I've been acting like it's mine just for the simple fact, like, I don't want to deny a baby and it end up being mine.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
God bless you, honey, for that. Yeah,
yeah.
God bless you. Even if you find out it's not yours, God bless you for caring enough to still do your job as a father and a man. So, yeah, you won't get any grief from me about that. That's beautiful. Chad, you're a good young man.
Yes, you are. And I'm just picking up, I don't know the baby, if the little girl is yours or not. I'm not picking that up. But they are telling me just to get a DNA test so there is no questions in your mind or anybody else's mind. I see somebody in your family opposing this. So I think a DNA test is probably a really good idea whether she is yours or not, okay?
Yeah, my mom, she doesn't want me to go out there, but, like, I've been trying to save up so I could, like, go out there. I'm not sure if
Thank
I should.
Thank you, because I did see a woman was opposing. So, yeah, thank you. You just verified that for me. Please do get this DNA test. Like I said, even if the baby is yours, it will stop the opposition coming from your mom or anybody else in your family, or her family for that matter. So, yeah, please do get this. And God bless you for caring enough about this baby. There,
Amen.
It needs to be more men like you in this world. So God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So, Chad, when you get back from California, let us know. And whatever you do, Chad, don't you have sex with that girl. You hear me?
Yeah.
Don't have sex with her. Just get your DNA test, and it come back, that's your baby, then okay, fine, go for it. But still, don't have sex with her where you're going to get caught up again, and now you got a second child. You know what I'm saying? Something's not right. I just don't want you to be tricked into something that's not true. So that's me and Nina. We love you and respect you and honor you for being the young man that you are, but yet in all the, as they say, at the end of the day, it needs to be proven. So I don't want you to get set up in something else. What if it comes out that it's not your child, and then you have sex, and then she gets pregnant for the second time, and oh yeah, this one really is yours. You know, you may not be ready for all that responsibility right now. And that's another thing. Keep your hat on when you open that garage door, young man. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. 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 Yeah. All right. Well, Chad, let us know. Give us a call back and let us know, you know, what's going on. You all just right. Be careful, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Chad, and always welcome to call. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful week, young man. Okay, well, we're at the end of the show, Miss Nina. We got 2 minutes and we're out.
Yeah, we have a 2-minute warning, and it's not even for callers. What do you know about that?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
I would just like to thank everybody for joining me in the chat room this evening. Deborah, Anna, Heather, and we had a couple of people that didn't write anything. One was Maxie, and I don't know who the other one was. But, yeah, thank you very much for joining me in the chat room. And thanks to all of you for calling in tonight. And for those of you around the world, God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful week.
Amen. I agree. All right. Well, good show, and good night, Miss Nina.
Good night, Miss Nina. Love you.
Love you, too.
Possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine to lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find out. Close and close. time this night is over. Let's take a slow and easy ride. Just lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way. Let's find some